Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that when we confess our sins, some people may not forgive us, but God will. So let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
You can hide something from someone, but one day it's going to be revealed, but not just to the one that you've wronged, to everybody that's there in heaven. That's why the verse also goes on to say, then shall every man have praise of God, because we'll realize that every one of us are saved by grace. But, oh, you say, well, if that's the case, then why don't we just wait till we get then? Because then there's loss of reward. You didn't make it right, you lose reward. Saved so as by fire, that's a shame. Some will be ashamed at his appearing, and some will have confidence because they made things right. So the secret to getting to what is written in verse 21 may be here in verse 20. He says again, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. He knows all these things. So then, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God, because we made things right. The world may not forgive. The world may not forgive. Let me take that just another step further. The spouse may not forgive. The ones that you were in sin with, even though they weren't your spouses, may not forgive. But God will forgive. And there will be reward. And the shame in heaven will be removed. The heart condemning is in the Greek called a present subjective active, meaning it's not a fleeting thought, rather, it is something rehearsed in the mind, often daily. A news article, a TV program, some other event will remind you, and Satan will make sure you see it to remind you of your sin, because he accuses you before God, knowing, yeah, you don't deserve to be saved and all this. How can he save you? And you haven't really made all things right. See, he wants you to have doubt. Now, sometimes people get addicted to a thought. That's why we need Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord at all times. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is, in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Again, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Didn't really read that right the first time, so let me read that for you again. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Perfect peace comes from God. Romans 8, 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. But it doesn't stop there. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So don't walk after the flesh, or you won't have the peace. Your heart will still condemn you. Don't mind earthly things. Keep your heart and mind stayed on Jehovah. Meditate on him. Obey him. Walk in the Spirit. You see, the problem of the heart is removed when the heart is on God instead of self. Beloved, if our heart condemns not, then we have confidence towards God. You see, you make things right with God instead of concentrating on, how's this going to affect me? What are people going to think of me? Don't worry what people think. Not one person this side of heaven is going to be the one that judges you or gives their opinion at the judgment. You'll answer to God alone. So please Him. The sin question is dealt with in this one's life. Notice that chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 10 must be seen as true for each of us. There we read, again, 1 John 1, verse 8 and verse 10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Now, that is why I have shared with you from 1 John in more of a devotional way, because I read it after going into all the technical things. I said, this is the third time I've gone in teaching the book of 1 John. One was very technical. The other one was more of a revivalistic way, but this has been more personal, because when you've been counseling for 40 years as a pastor, you've seen quite a bit. And these are things I've seen to defeat people. We as Christians either want to admit sin or feel that others must share in the blame. Repentance is what you do. Admitting your sin, whether another admits their part or not, admit your sin. Self-righteous and prideful ways has wrecked many homes and local churches. But you see, this is an individual thing that must be confessed. It is the sin of the heart. Now, what good is confession without repentance? It doesn't change one's attitude or actions. People can certainly confess their sin as sinful and do nothing about it. Have you ever seen the little boy and maybe he hits his little sister and she starts crying? And he sees mama or daddy coming in there and they're getting their butt off. And he says, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And they take him to give him a spank. And he says, but I said I'm sorry. Now, he wasn't sorry. He didn't want the spanking. Okay, he didn't want the spanking at all. So he's just saying, I'm sorry. Well, people confess their sin, but there's no inkling of being sorry for it or wanting to forsake it. They just don't want consequences. Now, the Holy Spirit has a ministry. In John 16, in verse 8, we begin reading there, and when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Be so close to God that we will know and hear His voice clearly in our heart when He speaks to us of these things. And then set out to do right accordingly. Now, there is a process in confession of sin to God. 1 John says in verse 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 28:13 is the opposite. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. You've wronged someone. You've just plain out wronged someone. Well, go to them. Make it right. He said, well, that's kind of humbling. Humble yourselves, and the Lord will exalt you in due time. Make it right as the Lord taught, if he has aught against you. That is, you have done it to them. You did do the wrong. Go to them, confess. Now, I think I said on this broadcast, I had a couple people in the last year or so that have contacted me. And they told me they were sorry for a sin they did. One was about 40-something years ago. The other one was about 30-something years ago. And I thought, boy, that is great. God worked in their heart and they made it right. But the other thought I had was, oh my, how much did they miss by not making it right when they should have made it right? And what they did was atrocious. It was very wrong. It was very evil. But they got things right finally. And at least God gave them a window to get those things right. My friend, through this teaching that we've done here over these last few days, maybe God has opened your mind to someone. That means the window's still open to make things right with them. When we forsake them as saved people, when we forsake, that is, the sins, then we have fellowship with God, knowing that our sins are fully forgiven because we take him at his word. We know that he paid the penalty for our sin, but he wanted us to do some things to make things right with those that we may have sinned against. And when we do, we have fellowship with him. Now, men will try to add more to what you ought to do. They want you to answer to them. They want you to be accountable to them. Sometimes they just simply want a pound of flesh. But if God gives you peace, knowing you have done God's will, God's way, according to his word, then you can have boldness and you can speak freely to him. There is confidence having done God's will, God's way, and in God's time. We then have confidence as we seek his face in all things to carry out his will. It doesn't matter what others say, just simply please God. God is greater than our heart. You must only believe him. He forgives. He is greater than all of our sins. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. We've got a forgiving, loving God. And if he would forgive me so much and he would forgive you so much, is it asking too much of us on his part for us to make things right with others in this life?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.